We're your co-hosts of the Beyond Infertility Summit,
Dr. Carrie
and Dr. Obama, and we have an incredible lineup of speakers for you.
In addition, Dr. Amatma and I have created a mini crash course for you.
So every day, you can expect a mini lecture from us covering foundational content, helping you gain context and insight before deep diving into the day's interviews.
We hope that this will serve as a helpful context to get deeper understanding through the day's interviews.
Hey, welcome to the Beyond Infertility Summit. Today, we're talking about toxins. And of course, I'm your host, Dr. Omatma. Let's get into it. So here are the five most important toxin swaps to make if you are trying to conceive. The first and foremost is, of course, plastic. It's everywhere around us. So the most important is going to be the food, water, or things going into your body that are in plastic containers, especially the ones exposed to heat. Everything plays a role here, so the more you can swap out, the better. I would start with your food containers, leftovers, that kind of thing. If you can start with replacing all of those plastic containers with glass, that's a really good starting point. A lot of people have asked me, what do you do with the lids? Because they're always plastic. There's no such thing as a metal or glass lid. So in that case, if you're concerned about that, and we should be, you can leave it uncovered till it's fully cooled down and then put the lid on and stick it in the fridge. Don't heat glass containers with the plastic lids on top. Leave the lids off. Find another way. If you want to cover it, you can cover it with a paper napkin. That's a great way to not expose yourself to more plastic. The other ones that stand out for me are, of course, water containers or water bottles. Get rid of the plastic bottles. Please, please, please do not buy filtered or spring water in plastic bottles unless it's an emergency. You don't want to drink out of this stuff. Even the plastic containers that store, like sometimes you go into an office and they have those like water dispensers and they're all plastic. So bring your own water. If you work outside of the house, bring your own water with you. Bring enough water for the whole day so that you're not drinking water that's been sitting in plastic jars for how many ever months before it was delivered to you. So those are really easy things to swap out. They're going to make a huge difference. The estrogens, the estrogen mimicking compounds that are in and being released into your food and water and all of the things that you're exposed to are detrimental to fertility, your hormones. Don't buy the stuff that says BPA free. That's a tactic to get people to buy plastic, even though it's still got bisphenol compounds, which are the endocrine disruptors affecting your estrogen and all of your hormones. So don't feed into the hype. You really want to stay within the glass, metal, like not aluminum, but metal, stainless steel. Those are the best alternatives that we have. And as much as you can eliminate those from your life, you're going to feel better and support your fertility. Number two, fragrances. Let's get rid of fragrances. So a lot of people are into candles and air fresheners and those plug-in things, car fresheners. Get rid of it. Get rid of it for your man too. All of the stuff that's fragranced, even health and beauty aids that have fragrances, are going to affect your hormones massively. The phthalates in those fragrances have been shown to affect egg quality, sperm quality, implantation. They're just going to affect everything fertility related, your hormones, and for your partner. So make sure that, and guys are usually like, oh, I don't use that many fragrances, or I don't use that many toxins. I don't put that much stuff on my skin. Cool. And you're breathing it in if you have a car freshener in your car that you spend an hour in every single day. So the swap here is to move towards essential oils. Buy things that are actually essential oils. If the ingredient on a health and beauty product says fragrance, That's not an essential oil. It's sometimes misleading on the front of the label, so you want to flip it over. If it says fragrance on there, nix it. Buy something without the fragrance. We love our house to smell good, but even the natural candles that are soy and essential oil, they still have fragrance. So instead, we bought, and I was a little bit concerned about plastic in the essential oil dispensers. If you've ever seen those essential oil dispensers, regardless of what they are, they're sometimes ceramic. They still are lined with plastic on the inside. So instead of those, there's a company called Loxim, L-O-X-I-M. I'm not affiliated in any way. That company makes an essential oil dispenser that you literally just attach your glass bottle to. There's no plastic. I love it. And it makes your house smell good. It's so potent. It lasts forever. We've had an essential oil blend in there and we just keep rotating it all around the house. We love it. So that's a really great way to swap out the stuff that smells good, but is toxic for your body to something that smells good still, but is non-toxic. All right. So that was number two. Number three is going to be your makeup and beauty aids. I'm sorry, y'all, but the average woman is putting 127 toxins on her skin, which is the biggest organ of our body. It absorbs everything we put in, just like our digestive tract. So if you wouldn't eat it, you wouldn't put it in your mouth, it probably doesn't belong on your skin. And you guys can tell, like, I have plenty of makeup on. So there are makeup brands, beauty brands that are doing amazing things. I wish there was a resource I could point you to. The company that we used to point our friends and clients to is no longer. So you want to look at my Amazon store because I do have a list of all of the companies that have clean beauty products. I've just been compiling this list because it's kind of overwhelming and there's a lot of products out there. It's a lot of like mislabeling. There are some that will say, oh, super clean, and it's not. So you really want to make sure that either someone has pre-filtered it for you or you have a way to filter it yourself. You know how to read the ingredients. One of the resources that we are going to gift to you is the Divas Detox Guide. So that actually shows you and teaches you how to read labels on health and beauty products so that you can get educated for yourself. If you don't like my product choices, no problem, you can get it. So make sure to download the Divas Detox Guide. That's going to give you so much info about how to do these health and beauty swaps in a way that still works for you, still gives you what you need. I love makeup. I've loved it since I was 12. But I definitely have found all of the alternatives that work for my skin and my tone and all of that. It's not reacting to it. Even some of the natural stuff is reactive sometimes. So just kind of finding your sweet spot with it is my suggestion. And it takes some time and it's going to feel like, oh my God, this is so expensive. The reality is it's actually less expensive, I feel like, than some of the big like mall stores or Sephora or something like that. I feel like I spend less money on makeup since I switched to natural, non-toxic. All right, swap number four is going to be your menstrual products. I know, something you all don't want to hear about, nor do you want to talk to me about, but we need to talk about it. Tampons and pads are sprayed with glyphosate. Cotton is the biggest plant sprayed with glyphosate, which turns into pads and tampons, which we are inserting into our vaginas. Vagina not so happy. So you really want to switch to menstrual cups, period panties. Ideally, those are my ideals. I love menstrual cups. I rave about them all the time because I kid you not, my menstrual pain went from like a 8 out of 10 most cycles to like a 2 out of 10 just from making the swap. So all of you that have horrendous cycles, this is a really easy, and it saves you money and it's more comfortable and you don't have to like change tampons all day. It's amazing. So that's my first suggestion. I know people kind of get skeevy about it. Honestly, it's a little bit of a learning curve, but once you get into it, it's going to be amazing. I promise. I have loved it. So many women come back to us and say, thank you so much. You changed my period life because I no longer am sitting in massive pain all day long. That's number four. If you don't like the menstrual cups or period panties, then you can look into organic pads and tampons. I personally don't trust it because even though the organic pads and tampons were grown without their own pesticides and glyphosate and all of that, all of these farms are right next to each other in the Midwest. So if the farm next to you is spraying, there's no way that your plants are protected from that and are organic. So they can consider it organic because they didn't spray it themselves, but the reality is a neighbor's farm is likely spraying glyphosate on their cotton plants. So you can only do so much with the organic stuff. And number five is going to be intoxicants. I was trying to find a nice way to say it, but they're technically called intoxicants for a reason. That's your alcohol, your marijuana, cigarettes, all of the things that we are using in our society to help us with stress are toxins. So there are a lot of cool ways these days to swap out intoxicants for things that are not intoxicants. But the toxins in alcohol and marijuana specifically, there's a lot of research on how this affects your fertility, whether you're a man or a woman. And then specifically cigarettes are awful. The last time I did this search, there were 7,000 studies about how cigarette smoke negatively impacts fertility, negatively impacts pregnancy outcomes, negatively affects the health of the future baby. Y'all, cigarettes should just be done. Like, how do we still have people that smoke cigarettes? We need to get rid of them. And if you've been a smoker for a long period of time, you will need a long period of time to recover your egg or sperm health after the use of consistent or the chronic use of cigarettes. So it takes a while to undo the damage that these intoxicants do in your body. If you are a marijuana smoker or user, I should say, because marijuana has all kinds of effects. The smoke inhalation is one part of the effect. The others are going to be, you're really going to affect the absorption of nutrients. You're impacting the way your hormones function, and it unfortunately triggers cortisol. It basically is putting your body in a stressed out state, even though you feel more relaxed. Isn't that a trip? Please, 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 if you are consuming any of these things, I don't have an ethical issue with them. I just have a fertility issue with them. So get rid of it. It's going to support your fertility so much. And we're going to dive deeper tomorrow into the supplements for egg quality and sperm quality. So make sure to tune back in. Thank you for being with us today. We have an amazing lineup of speakers for you today. So make sure to not forget to check out the speakers, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Peace.